place where I like to see the GAA. We are mainstream to community. In other words, we're not just about the sport and the games. Whilst that'll always be at the heart of what we do, we're far more than that. We're ingrained in every aspect of people's lives. You're a GAA member from cradle to death, and that's important, that we look after each other in all aspects of life. And Fela builds that ground foundation for us.
Today on What's the Score, focus on Fela. We chat to GA Uachtaráin, Aigeán O'Farrill and Claire Dowdall, Youth Officer Coordinator for the Camogie Association. Four different sports are going to be played at Fela in the South East this year. Today we focus on Camogie. Claire explains what it's all about for them.
Just think it's super. It really is a festival of games, and it's all about participating and getting as many children as we can. It was said over the last 3 days during the school's visit that it's actually going to be the biggest sporting event in Europe ran this year. That's the quantity of people that we're going to have taking part. And, you know, I do think it's taken in a very good light and good humour by a lot of the clubs. There is obviously that serious element, but there definitely is an element of fun and participation there, which is at the heart of it. People are talking GAA, they're GAA mad, and it's just great to see, and you hope that that happiness will bring them on and they'll really enjoy going and playing the sports. And if you're not playing, that they're down in the club watching, that everybody has a role, and I think that's the real sense in it. Everybody has a role to play in Fela, and not just the 24 lucky people playing on the panel.
Aigeán O'Farrill says the core values of Fela shouldn't be forgotten about.
Art Fela and Yale has been going now since 1970, and it's an integral part of what we do in the GAA. It is a competition, but it's more about participation, and I'm thrilled that that's at the heart of where we have Fela at the moment. It's all about taking part in it, the friendships formed, the games and the fun. And yeah, we will present cups, but we won't really be overly dwelling on that overly intensive element of win at all costs is gone from Fela, and I'm glad.
Camogie this year has a record number of teams taking part, as Claire explains.
56 hosting clubs for Fela in 2017, which is the biggest Fela that we've ever had. We're sitting with 7 divisions, with 8 hosting teams in each division, and then we have 8 travelling teams in each division, and that gives us a total of 112 teams for over the weekend playing Camogie, and it's just a huge amount and a great boost to the sport, and it gives us a great opportunity for clubs that maybe have never had that chance to compete again, because it's not just the top club in the counties going. We mostly have A winners and B winners attending it, and it's just such a big deal to all the clubs that I've been dealing with.
Tomorrow on What's the Score, focus on Fela. We talk handball and rounders, which will be played at the Fela for the very first time.